How not to bully a billionaire. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Jeff Bezos, probably heard of him, has acknowledged his affair with a former TV anchor named Lauren Sanchez. But what would have been a private matter escalated exponentially when the National Enquirer decided to publish the lovers' intimate text exchanges. The Enquirer is owned by David Pecker, a friend of Donald Trump. And, of course, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, which is not a friend of Donald Trump. So Bezos dispatched his private security chief to find out exactly how his phone was hacked, which so panicked Mr. Pecker that his lawyer sent a confidential letter demanding that either Bezos call off that detective or else the Enquirer would publish private photographs of Bezos and Sanchez, who it turns out were sexting each other. Apparently these photos conclusively prove that even billionaires have private parts. I don't envy billionaires. They have complicated lives. They end up launching large chunks of their money into space. But there is one aspect of billionaireing which can come in handy, and that is not having to give a rip. And so yesterday, Bezos simply published the Enquirer's blackmail threat, complete with its description of the racy pictures. Now, I read the descriptions, and in my opinion, Anthony Weiner has nothing to worry about. But it sounds like the Enquirer sure does, because it just ticked off a guy who has a bigger budget than Robert Mueller and a drone fleet.